This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow, live from Big City Wings on Highway 6. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I'm liking what U of H has done. They dealt with the disruption in not getting the season opener and take a road trip that's hard to do on the road against a team that, yeah, you should be better than.
That same team was a 20-point favorite on the road against UTEP a week later.
Yeah, it's not like they UTEP is garbage, a complete scrub.
This is a different kind of test for them because Tech can put up points on anybody. It'll be a really good test for the UH defense. The flip side is Tech can give up points to anybody. I think it's a lot closer than people think. I'm excited about it. I don't think there's any way they win this football game. But that number got to 14 today. I think they can keep it inside of two touchdowns.
You need Brady to be off. You need to force a couple of turnovers. They need to protect the ball. You get a running game to where you shorten the contest. You could win that game that I just described. You could have a lot worse performances and stick within 14 points.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Jerome Solomon, filling in today for A.J. Hoffman, who will be back on Monday, at John Snow with a zero, not an O. And we are out here at Big City Wings, 5402 Highway 6. If you are in the area, get your tails out here. We're giving away a couple of UH Tech tickets. You have to go sign up for that. We'll be doing that at 6:45. And they're selling you great wings and beer and water. We got water here, too. That's what I'm drinking.
Wings are off the hook.
You had the
fun.
Wings?
Now I'm ready to do the show now. It doesn't even feel like I've been here 2 hours, Fred.
Well, because you haven't.
Well.
You've been here about an hour and 45 minutes,
well,
let's be honest.
Well, that's not my fault either. So, speaking of that,
I saw you looking up towing companies on your screen there.
Because some dude, you know, shot me a message. His name's Charles. He claims he's with All American Towing, and he's got my ride now. But it was still there after 2 hours later. But you know, I don't know if I'm buying it or not. I don't know if he's just trying to throw me off the scent, you know, or if it took him that long to call in from the company because he's trying to find somebody to steal my car. But man, I could have used it. Now at least. It's there, so I want to give him a shout-out, and hopefully well, at that time he gets to my house that my 55-inch TV that's in the back will still be there, and my golf clubs that are in the back as well. So.
And your Krugerrands.
And the Krugerrands, for sure. I know he wouldn't try to get away with those because, you know, I have to hunt him down.
See, I hope he wasn't listening to the show and heard me say that and thinks that there was a box of Krugerrands in your truck and just tore it apart. But
then you rushed right over there. Right?
Exactly. If you missed any of the first 2 hours with Jerome, well, first hour and 45 minutes with Jerome, all available at podcastarena.com. And we had RJ Bell, of course, last segment. And this is something AJ and I usually do at 5 o'clock on Fridays, but we did it yesterday since he was going to be gone. But I kind of want to get your opinions because I've already given my opinions on most of these games. Just kind of blitz through the NFL games on Sunday and get your opinions on how you think they're going to go, not necessarily against the spread, but just who you think is going to win.
All right, cool.
So we'll start off with the London game. I like these London games, man. I like getting up early and watching one game on its own.
Yeah, it's because you wake up hungover every Sunday, so you want something better to do than, you know, watching Joel
you
Osteen.
You say that like it's a bad thing, and I've never seen 1 second of Joel Osteen, for the record. Yeah. Ravens -4 at Jaguars. We talked about that one a little bit with RJ. He seemed to lean Jaguars. What's your thoughts?
I like the Jaguars. I think the Jaguars are a good team and going to prove to be a good team during the season. It's just a matter of, you know, what Bortles can show across the board and that experience of playing in London as often as they do. I think it is a factor, and I think they win this.
I think it comes down to can the Jaguars run the ball and not have to depend on Blake Bortles and not put him in a position where he turns into Blake Bortles, which is what they did against the Texans and what they did not do against the Titans. The
Ravens do have a really good defense, too.
Yeah. Colts getting 1.5 at home against the Browns, another game we talked about with RJ.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Hugh Jackson, and I think the Browns can win 6 games this year. And get lucky and maybe win 7 or more. But that would feel like a miracle to anyone. This is one of those games they need to win if they're going to win that 6+. And, yeah, Jacoby Brissett, no. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those deals where he played a lot better than he should have played last week. I expect him to kind of come back down a little bit. And the Colts are still the Colts right now. They're not ready to take a step forward, and they won't be until till Luck comes back.
Bears are getting 7.5 at home against the Steelers.
Oh, I'd take the Steelers, period.
I'm on the Bears here, who were 5-0 in their last five at home against the spread. I'm not saying they're going to win the game, but I'm getting 7.5 points. I'll lose 28-21. I got no problem with that. I'll take it.
I don't know if the Bears can score 21 on the Steelers either, but, yeah, I think Pittsburgh wins it easily. So that maybe a backdoor cover for you Bears.
Dolphins -6 at the Jets.
The Jets are awful. Spread-wise, I just don't think you're giving that much away, even on the road, because eventually even a team as bad as the Jets will have a good game, and it almost always will be a home game against a division opponent, right?
Yeah.
So, but the Dolphins win, and the Dolphins can be, you know, kind of schizophrenic as well, and they're likely to be schizophrenic on the road against a division foe. So this could be tricky. I do think Miami wins, though.
Donkeys -3 on the road against the Bills.
Everybody against the Bills.
Texans Patriots, we talked about. Panthers 5.5 point favorites over the Saints at home.
Ready for the Panthers to light it up, and this is a good defense for you to light it up on.
Buccaneers Vikings started as a pick'em, I guess, because of concerns over Sam Bradford. Bucks now -2.5 at Minnesota.
Yeah, I even saw where it was, you know, it wasn't even on the board earlier in the week. But yeah, no, that Tampa Bay is legit and going to be legit, and legitimate teams don't lose to the Vikings, period.
Not with Case Keenum playing quarterback.
I think. Oh, darn, I forgot Case Keenum was playing.
Well,
let me get to ATM. No.
No, I mean, Bradford, we don't know about yet. I haven't.
No, yeah, Tampa should handle this.
Lions getting 3 at home against the Falcons.
This is going to be a fun game. I like Detroit a lot better than everybody else does. And I do think Atlanta played so well last week in a big game on national TV with everybody paying attention that they'll back down and not play as well and on the road. I'll take Detroit, but I wouldn't bet any money on this, period.
Seahawks are 2.5 point dogs to the Titans right now at Tennessee.
And I know that the two time zone trip across is, you know,
but it is a 3:05 game though.
But it doesn't stand. But it's an afternoon game, and it's only two time zone. It's not all the way
right
to the East Coast where it would really factor in. It'll be low score, and I think I would take the under on that one. But I don't know. That was too close to call. And when it's that close to call, I take the home team.
Okay, Chiefs -3 at Chargers.
Chargers are just not good. So, Chiefs.
Actually, I think the Chargers are better than their record, but the Chiefs are a very good football team. Bengals +9 at Packers.
That's that close to that double-digit thing where I always take the dog on said situation. But, yeah, I think this might be the year that Marvin Lewis's squad just totally implodes and falls apart. And in a couple of weeks, we'll see a kid from Alabama playing, and everybody will realize he's not any good. People talk about him like he's actually good. It just cracks me up, and he's not. So, yeah, Packers will win. They might even cover, too, but they'll definitely win.
And the Sunday night game, Raiders -3 at the Washington Racists.
Yeah.
Known as the Redskins.
Yeah, I'm anti-racial slurs, so I'm going with the Raiders.
Okay. So there you have it. The Jerome Solomon opinion.
The Cowboys.
Oh, you want to do the Monday night game? We usually.
Oh, yeah, I'll wait till Monday.
But that's all right. Cowboys -3. You're not going to be here Monday, so.
Cowboys are going to win huge. After all the flack they got over the week, Ezekiel Elliott will run for like 170 yards or something. It'll be ridiculous. Just to bounce back from all the flack they got. So much was made of one play, and whatever happens in Dallas is always magnified. They went over the top with the criticism there. they'll respond with a big game. And like you were telling RJ, in Phoenix or Glendale, where this game is played in Arizona, it's a home game for the Cowboys, relatively speaking. They'll have a big day. Des Bryant, criticism as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the big three will look like the new big three anyway, as it were.
All right. There you have it.
I sound like a Cowboy fan, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
I've grown. When I was a child, I'm a grown man now. I should know better.
All right. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. We are going to take a quick break. Or do I have something here, John? I don't think I do. All right. I think we're good. We're going to take a break. We come back. I want to respond to something Lamont tweeted out. And we also have a gym of the day, which we haven't gotten to yet because we went over with RJ. So get a chance. You still got time to get out here to Big City Wings. About 30 minutes if you want to win those UH tickets. Two tickets to see Texas Tech and UH tomorrow. You can be a Tech fan. You can be a UH fan. Doesn't matter. 5402 Highway 6 will be here until 7 o'clock. We're giving them away at 6:45. All you got to do is come sign up. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Big City Wings on Highway 6. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here from Big City Wings, 5402 Highway 6. This is a really nice setup that they have here. They've got an arcade in the back. If you want to bring the kids, you can send them back there and let them go play games. You can sit out here and drink with your friends, watch some football, tons of TVs. Great place to come on Sunday and watch. And I want to thank Sam and the gang for having us out here. Always love coming to the Big City Wings locations, and this is a really nice one. And that's a cool bar back there, too, which, you know, I had to scout the bar out. You know how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Looks nice from here.
Yeah, does it? See, I can't tell. I'm facing the other way. Lamont said, Fred, I missed just my update, which he did for Houston Sports and stuff this morning, but could the Texans make O'Brien hire a competent OC like they did Kubiak with Wade many years ago? I think that ship has sailed. That was the offseason. That was saying all offseason when they got rid of George Gotze, go out and get a veteran, former head coach type coordinator.
And he decided?
He said, nope, I'm going to do it
myself. I'll do it myself.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so, he took it on himself. So that's on him. And
that's the final gamble. If it doesn't work, well, you're probably not here next year.
And it's a situation where, I mean, Bob McNair said publicly, listen, you know, what I do is you get 2 years left on your contract, then you get to prove to me in that second to last year that you're worthy of re-upping, and then we'll make that decision when that's over. So this is his time to prove that he's worthy of being re-upped, but so he should be playing this season like it really meant something. I mean, you play every season like they do, so I'm not saying he hasn't tried to do that, but to decide to handle things the way that he has handled them, you don't get to come back and go, okay, well, now you need to do this because now you need to really try to win, because you should be really trying to win every time. You should have been really trying to win when you decided that Ryan Fitzpatrick was the best quarterback you could find. You should have been really trying to win when you decided that Hoyer and Mallett were the best you could find. You should have been really trying to win when you decided to get $37 million guaranteed to Brock Osweiler. You should have really been trying to win when you decided you wanted Tom Savage as your starter. You didn't even know what was going to happen in the draft. And then you went to the draft and did everything you could to get a guy, even though Tom Savage was going to be your starter. You should have really wanted to win enough to say the quarterback position is open until the best guy decides who gets to start. Instead, you did a lot of other dumb things along the way and went with Tom Savage. And one half of a game in, he wasn't good enough to be your starter. So were you trying to win that game? When did you decide you didn't want to win the season open? That's what I want to know. Halfway through the game, you decided, okay, forget it. So my offensive line is so bad. Let me put the guy in who's never played in the NFL before. The guy who didn't practice to start this week. Let me throw him in the game. That's how bad it looks. No.
I thought that in the offseason they needed to go get someone. They didn't. So if this is his choice, that's great. But he's banking his job on himself. That's fine. I wouldn't have had a problem with him calling plays, just bringing in a veteran guy. Would just give him another set of eyes. He could say, hey, you know, we might want to do this here. But,
right.
Oh, well.
And the one thing that he talks a lot about, and all coaches do, but he, you know, gets into it a little bit, is the self-evaluation. Well, it's kind of hard to do self-evaluation of your offense when you're the only one running the offense.
Yeah.
You got a quarterback coach who just got there, a year ago, 2 years ago. I mean, you're not it's on you. So, and the offense has been bad since you took over the team. So it's not one of those where Lamont's talking about maybe now you got to go out and get one. No, the offense, they could have made that declaration after year one or year two or year three, you know?
Well, they made enough of a declaration to get rid of the guy they had, but they didn't replace him adequately, in my opinion. And, you know, I that was the one thing that I thought had to be done this offseason, and they didn't really do anything. So they just switched to the guy who was overseeing the play calling to begin with. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I had two possibilities, but I'm going to go with the cleaner version because there's kids here. So, sorry. A high school teacher in Detroit she basically was supposed to be taking money to help get the homecoming dance going.
Oh, that's beautiful.
She started the Dakota High School Homecoming Dance Fund.
That's a sweet thing.
And also was collecting funds for a camping trip.
Uh-huh.
Authorities say Johnson oversaw the ticket sales for Dakota's 2016 homecoming dance, and based on attendance of ticket sales, should have taken in nearly $30,000.
Nice wholesome dance, wholesome fundraising.
Yeah.
Except cute.
She only deposited $11,000 into the school's homecoming account.
Maybe she was given discounts.
Well, she said they soon found empty homecoming deposit envelopes in her classroom and that her bank records show cash deposits far in excess of her salary.
Wait a minute. So
Here's a better one.
He went to the bank with
it. She put it in her account, but that's not where she went with it. She oversaw ticket sales and receipts for a 60-person student and parent trip to Camp Tamarack. 60 people. Should have collected and deposited nearly $13,000.
Okay.
You know how much she put in the account? $500.
There's a little bit of a difference between $13,000 and $500.
So what do you think she was doing with this money?
Oh, I would assume there's some meth involved.
Not meth. She was taking the kids' school money and going to the MGM casino, where records show that she spent more than $90,000 playing penny slots.
See, but at least she thought she could get it back.
Well, first off, how on earth can you spend $90,000 playing penny slots?
That's a lot of pennies.
Goodness gracious. Unless she's hitting, play every line.
When did she go to school? She didn't have time to be involved in a school.
So, yeah,
Wait a minute, what's the dirty version?
No, it was a different story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it
involves self-action with a mayor candidate in Louisiana.
Oh, go ahead, tell that one.
Well, I got to clean it up. I got to make it PG-13. Sorry, but no, you got to kind of love a teacher who's basically ripping off her students so she can go to the casino.
Yeah, that's...
That's pretty scuzzy.
She's not a good representative of the teaching association, no.
No, I'll just read the headline and I'll change the wording around a little bit so that we'll protect the innocent. A New Orleans mayoral candidate, Frank Scurlock, was accused of doing something you usually do in private during an Uber ride in California. And
he's master Uber. That's Mescal, the master Uber.
He was mastering himself.
They got Uber,
how about that?
Uber X.
But yeah, apparently it was a female Uber driver. And she.
Well, I mean, I guess it wouldn't really matter.
Looked,
right?
She heard sounds from the back and then pulled over, made him get out, and he was already out. How's that? So she left him on the side of the road, called police, and somehow he scurried away. Now, I would like to tell his side of the story.
Oh, he has a side of the story. Yeah.
Someone made a claim against me that I've hired representation out there to defend it, but quite frankly, I don't know what it's about.
Yeah. So it wasn't me.
He didn't even say that. Not really. He just says he doesn't know what it's about. His family invented the bouncy house.
Oh, wow.
And his splashy campaign ads have pledged to Uberize.
Splashy? Do you do that on purpose?
No, that's what it says in the story. I'm sure the writer did it on purpose. Have pledged to Uberize the New Orleans Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he's also known for billboards showing him in a signature purple top hat and the slogan, Make New Orleans Fun Again.
Well, that's one way.
And
if you allow that on Uber rides, okay.
So was that PG enough?
Yeah, that was extremely PG. Yeah, right, I don't think you bothered any of the children in the room.
Well, I don't think they're listening.
You may have bothered the people who are like, man, you can't do that in Uber anymore.
That's you, and you got an Uber ride coming. So,
but I was about to say though, now that I think about it, you can have a pretty good defense that. Anybody can order up an Uber if they have your phone or something, and you know.
Yeah.
So he can get away with.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. But then again, if she identifies him.
What was the lady's name?
She'll
have to identify the tallywhacker.
Now you've gone too far.
What?
You've gone too far.
None of the adults even know what that is.
No. Yeah.
Well, I can look at you and tell you know what a tallywacker is.
Oh, my goodness.
You got a tallywacker in there?
Stop. Yeah, there's so many other words you could have used.
I thought that was actually. I mean,
that's a. All right. Well.
It's Porky's. Is that just a direct reference? Is that not.
We'll let it go.
No, I'm serious. I really thought. Oh, that's pretty.
I don't know. Clean. I was just really proud of how clean I kept that entire story. Certainly much cleaner than this guy did. But, you know, oh well.
Yeah. I come up with an old school reference and I get in trouble for it.
I'm not saying you're in trouble.
God, man.
Well, Jerome, how often do you shave?
My head.
Head, face. Nethers, whatever.
I got tallywacker under my eye. I'm sorry. Go on.
Well, if you shave a lot, how about this? I could save you enough money to where you could go take one of those Uber trips. All right, guys. Got to tell you about Harry's, where you could save an extra $100 a year if you shave a lot. Because, trust me. You're going to be able to get a great deal on Harry's because they send it directly to you. You don't have to go to the store. They have their own factory. It's direct sales, so you save a bunch of money. You get quality blades, and it's convenient, man. It comes right to your mailbox. So $100 a year. Imagine what you could do with that. I'm probably going to take it and play penny slots just like that woman. And I love the fact that I have it set up on my computer on my Harry's account where they just send me razors whenever I run out. It's perfectly timed out. They ask me how much I shaved. It's very simple. You could save time and money. Over 3 million guys have made the switch. You can be the next one. Harry's is so confident you're going to love their blades, they're going to give you their set for free. You just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes an ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. I partner with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. Head over to harrys.com/blitz to get it now. Get started with your Harry's free trial offer today. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping. To get your free trial set that includes a handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover, go to harrys.com/blitz. That's harrys.com/blitz. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
You're going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Big City Wings on Highway 6, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. You have this is your last call if you're in the neighborhood or you're in the building and you want to sign up and get those UH Tech tickets. We're at 5402 Highway 6, Big City Wings, and my favorite wings. Winner's going to be pulled at 6:45, so guess what? You've got 10 minutes. So if you haven't signed up yet and you're here and you want to go to the UH Tech game tomorrow, I know there's like the people who've signed up, like, don't tell them anymore. We don't want any more people. I want my chance. I want to win this thing. But you have to be present to win, and that'll be happening in about 10 minutes. So Go over to the promo table. You've gotten lost in a Twitter thread here, haven't you?
Yeah, it's the lead just brought me into it. It's at Respectable Law, and it's a lawyer who just put a thread out about his dealings with a Texas billionaire. And it was a story, I guess, made the news last year. But I don't follow politics like that. But just the title of the thread is enough to get you interested. And there are really fascinating tidbits along the way. But the thread is titled, "My Dispute with a Billionaire Texan GOP Donor, the exotic dancer he nearly killed, and the photo he does not want people to see." And it just goes on about this guy and how he likes himself and he likes publicity. And he takes a lot of photos on his social media of him standing by things that he's bought. And it's pictures of him inside of an office pretending to work and how he likes to brag about his billions. And then he's got the one, he said, the standard for billionaires is also that menacingly creepy photo of him walking to bathrooms. And I know I've seen other billionaires in that same photo. And it goes on about the guy eventually hooked up with a professional dancer. In the Dallas
ballet,
area.
Like ballet?
I'm sure she can ballet it.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah. I'm quite sure she can. Especially considering that the 29-year-old that he met at a Dallas establishment, he was so enthralled with her that he gave her a gift of $160,000 Bentley.
Now, that's a drop in the bucket for him.
$150,000 in cash and much, much more in others in jewelry. And then they made a trip to Las Vegas.
Okay.
And at a nightclub, as young ladies like her with an old man like him tend to do at a Vegas-type nightclub. You understand that. You've been there.
Not so much nightclubs, no.
No, I was thinking of the old man with a young lady at a
nightclub. Well, yeah, but not at a nightclub. I don't do clubs. I'm a bar guy.
You're a bar guy.
Yeah.
Well, she kind of left for a little bit and came back. You know, she went to dance or something, or, you know.
Okay, make a little extra on the side.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he was not happy when she returned, and he ended up assaulting her in various ways and, you know, attacking her. The police eventually showed up. He told a story about her jumping him, which, you know, they Ray Riced him with the elevator video and proved that it was the other way around. He ended up getting just community service and had to pay a fine. But a lot of politicians that he donated millions and millions and millions to, some of them had to give their money back and give it to women's shelters and things of that nature. But this guy, this lawyer, has a friend who posted all about this on a website, including the photo, his booking photo from the Las Vegas police. And the guy was threatening this person to say, "You have to take that photo down, this mugshot." And he said, "The Dallas Morning News took it down. You better take it down, too." And this lawyer just writes about the little back and forth over that. But one thing I did learn here that I did not know that, well, I already knew as a journalist, you know, mugshots are public. We can do whatever we want with it. You can't keep them
right
out of privacy. He was saying it invades his privacy. This lawyer says there are people who have websites where they post mugshots and then charge people, or they allow people to pay them to take the mugshot down.
That's actually pretty smart.
I was like, God, why
didn't we think of that, man?
Why did we come up with that?
Oh, man, we'd be retired by now.
Think about that. I mean, you know, people will go, hey, here's all the mugshots of all the – and people will go, hey, man, how much do I have to pay for you to take that one down?
Well, let's see. You're a billionaire. That's going to cost you –
oh, that's going to cost you a pretty penny.
Then he gave that girl a $160,000 car.
Because you're featured on our homepage right now.
Yeah, carry the two, I'll say $250,000.
Yeah. I'm like, man, what an idea for a business. And it doesn't matter about the competition because,
well, yeah,
you know, your mugshot is as good as the next guy's mugshot.
Well, if there's competition, what we'll do is we'll put the owners of the competition's mugshots on there. We'll Photoshop them, put them on there, make it look like they got arrested. They'll have to pay us or go out of business.
They'll get run down, yeah. And people go, that's why they tried to do that, because they're those kind of people.
Interesting.
Yeah.
If I'm a billionaire, then, yeah, I'm probably going to pick up 29-year-old dancers.
But his wife didn't appreciate that, though.
Well, she probably appreciates having half of a billion, so she's not going to care, right?
She was like, just go out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he told her he was just going, he's going away on business.
But
and
you know,
then he went away on.
I mean, you know what you're getting with this. There's not, I mean, you're expecting some kind of loyalty?
Well, it depends. Or as this lawyer so aptly put it, it said, one thing about men like Mr. Hiles is that when they buy arm candy, they expect arm candy to stay bought. So
I just go buy another one. You're in Vegas. Look how many you could choose from.
Yeah.
Hell. Yeah, that dude doesn't – he's not doing billionaire – right, you know, if you're gonna be billionaire,
he's making them all look bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you have too much money to be, you know. I mean, there's never any excuse for that kind of violence against a woman, anyway.
No, never. I wanted to mention that if you're going to the game tomorrow, that they do have a setup there where you can get the Brew of H, which is a really cool beer that some friends of mine came up with. So
Brew of H.
Yeah.
That's cute.
It's not meant to be funny. It's just meant to be clever.
Well, it is. I didn't say it wasn't clever. Mm.
And if you drink enough of them, your mugshot can appear on our website. So, no, but if you get a chance, swing by and check it out. It's really, really good. So, all right. 713-780.
Can you make up a name like that for Aggie beer? Pour us another one?
You know what? You kind of
I was on the spot.
You put me on the spot for that one, and I probably could come up with something that
they're not
going to like.
You could do better than poor Aggie.
It would involve something about sheep. So that's – I just don't know exactly.
Always go there.
Well, that's the only place I can go. That or it'll be something tied to that video of the guys in the car going to the Kansas State game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. It's touch my tra-la-la-y-an-em. That's the beer. All right. I wouldn't bet on that, but I would bet on my bookie. Football season is here. You got games tonight. You got games tomorrow. Go check it out. My bookie's an industry-leading website, the best place for you to cash in on all the exciting sports action. In-game live betting on nearly every sporting event and a user-friendly mobile site so you never miss a play. Join now on mybookie.ag. We'll match your deposit with a bonus up to 100%, so you could start winning big today. And if you're sick and tired of getting hosed when you ask for a withdrawal, well, come join my bookie. Decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, no fine print. You experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. And for those of you who like to play the ponies like I do, they got you covered. Really good race book. Call 844-900-BETS or visit mybookie.ag to open an account. Bet with the biggest. Win with the best only at mybookie.ag. Sign up today.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, you want to do something different with your fantasy football? Try Draft. It's weekly fantasy football, but it's totally different from the other guys. On Draft, you play real-life snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league. Real simple. It's a draft that lasts for just 1 week. There's no management. You just set it and forget it. And once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. Draft even takes care of last-minute injuries for you. Drafts start every couple of minutes, so if you want to join one right now, or maybe you're in the car, wait till you get home, jump right on. You can play for cold, hard cash. Drafts start from just a dollar, so there's a draft for everyone. I'm going to jump in on one tonight. No salary caps, no player duplications, a real-life snake draft, just like you play with your friends in your season-long league. Come and join me on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store and join a game in minutes. Or play right from your computer on playdraft.com, whatever you want. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code ESPN975. That's right. Play a real money game for free just using my promo code ESPN975 on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the app store or go to playdraft.com and come play free with promo code ESPN975.
Move it up, son. Word. Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Big City Wings on Highway 6. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Live here for one more segment at Big City Wings. Right off of Highway 6. And if you didn't make it out tonight, make it out sometime here. Really good place.
Okay. Outstanding food.
Teriyaki wings, man. That's a winner.
Spicy barbecue.
That's my other one.
Teriyaki was good. The spicy barbecue. Most places mess up the barbecue because they just throw sauce on there so they can call it barbecue.
No, they make
it spicy. It fits. You know, I'm a Yardbird, you know, professional. Not like an amateur chicken eater here.
Right.
You don't just throw any old sauce on chicken and act like it's this is really outstanding. It's spicy barbecue.
They make their own sauce here. So
that's really good.
I'm telling you, the wings are fantastic. And I had the jalapeno poppers too, which I highly recommend if you've never had those. So really cool place. Lots of great locations if you got one near you. And there's one coming at I-10 and Silver. Told me they're going to put one there. So
cool.
Yeah. And this one's great. A lot of room here. Great place to come watch a game on Sunday. Get your beer on. Get your wings on.
TVs everywhere.
Yeah, you can't miss a game. You're fine. And
can't miss several. Actually,
want to thank Sam and the guys for having us out here. Always a pleasure. It's one of my favorite places to come to. It's why I don't eat all day, so I can load up on wings when I get here. All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
First off, no, this is on Ninja. You know why? Because he picked the table. Thank you. It shakes. It's got a.
Excuse me.
Okay, so 504. Dolphins -6 at Jets.
Excuse me.
Okay,
again.
So that's two. That's at 506. You're now two for two.
Yeah, who would have thought that guy would be going around beating everybody's ass all the time?
You should look at a picture of him now. He's pretty buff from what I.
He's a big boy.
Yeah. Okay, ooh. Wow.
You got a time on this?
No, I don't, because I put my computer away.
650. Diego says, what are the odds Adelaide Bird thinks Sergio Dipp is the best announcer of all time?
When they interview Adelaide Bird post-fight, she said, from where I sit, the way I see, looking at it, it was excitement for Canelo and happy for Coach.
And you probably noticed this when we were walking through the casino together. I have my wallet in one pocket in the front, my phone in the other pocket, and I have my hands in my pocket the whole time I'm walking through the casino. I look like a bum. I don't give a bleep. If you're going to jack it, you're going to have to get through my hand to do it.
Cool.
Exactly. Save that.
And what'd you have?
I did. Oh, no. Don't answer that. Don't answer
Coors
that.
Light. What else would I do?
Jong, Shane Bell, please.
The mountains aren't even blue on that
one. Yeah, a little bit. They're like
periwinkle.
Shane.
Pooping in public is disgusting. I agree with that.
And doing it intentionally and in front of kids? Isn't that kind of criminal? Julian says, ha, that runner is having her own smear campaign. That's gross. Yeah, that's pretty disgusting. I knew this is why I did not want to do this
I feel
story.
It. Yeah. I feel it.
I do see one woman over there, and Tasha.
Is the one woman over there, is she a... No, that girl, oh, she doesn't work here. No way.
No.
What do you mean?
Yeah. I don't know. Don't forget I said
no, it. I have no I idea what you...
I don't know what I...
Yeah,
meant
I don't know what you meant by that.
That was really an inappropriate thing to say. Now, did you finish the beer that you were holding up?
Yeah, man, right?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Sorry about
can't
this.
Do that. Can't do that.
Can't do that.
I'm
no.
sorry about that.
I'm going to be the elephant man.
That's a good one, too.
Okay, at least he's dead.
Oh, so it doesn't offend you that he's dead?
Yeah, so you could be the Chang if you want, you know, and stuff. But,
sure.
Oh, well, awesome. You guys could be bound together.
No, that's under no circumstances.
I'm just going to have a
can't
fake head
imagine,
put next to my head.
Can't you imagine if they went home and, like, AJ had to spend a week tied to Fred and
you know
in
what?
His bed and
that's
vice
it.
Versa?
Cut off her microphone. Get out of here, freak.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We said this week.
I pretty much have to tell her, get out of here, freak, about once a show, I think.
She's trying to go there.
Yeah. Well, she's always trying to see if she can freak me out. Usually it works. Good week, though.
It's always a good week here on the Blitz, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Every now and then you go, it wasn't. That could have been better. Well, I thought we had a pretty good week, man. Appreciate you filling in, as always.
No problem. And, enjoyed it thoroughly.
Yeah. So what are your plans?
It was a quick 3 hours.
Now that you have...
Now I have to, you know, hitchhike around and get, you know... Figure out how I can survive and get back to my end of the world. I'll survive.
But your car has been picked up.
Yes.
And not stolen.
Well, theoretically.
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, he might have gone through the golf clubs.
Who knows?
So, yeah,
who
you
knows?
Know what? I think I'll keep this 9-iron. I don't really want the whole set. But I could
man,
use...
this putter here. Oh, and this, you know, Augusta National Golf Club head on there. I like that. A head cover. Sorry.
Yeah. Don't worry. No one thought that until you clarified. So you're fine.
You got to clean these things up. You know, there are kids here.
That's right. That's one thing that we've learned over time is when we do road shows at restaurants where there's kids, you have to soften things a little bit.
You got to know how to be respectful.
Yeah.
What's wrong with
that? Because, well, to be honest, when you're driving around in the car, if you got kids in the car and you start to hear something, you can change a channel. Or you can turn it down.
You can if you're quick enough.
Well, but that's your.
Sometimes
that's
y'all
on
jump
you.
In. Sometimes no. Sometimes y'all cut right to it. Y'all don't
well,
even.
Well, yeah, sometimes. You know. But you know that I kind of figure like if you're choosing to have your radio on,
you ask him for trouble.
That's on you because we warn you. We warn you. But yeah, if you're here, then that's a little different. So we do our best. Sometimes we go too far and tally things show up. I don't know. All right, I hear music, so that means that's it. Want to thank Jerome Solomon for filling in today. Very good job, as always, man. Always appreciate you. Jong Lee, great job. Ninja kept us on air today and didn't get us a shaky table.
He messed up when we had RJ Bell. He couldn't turn it on.
Was that
he
him?
Tried to blame Jong, but
really?
I know it was over there. Look at all those buttons. You don't even have as many buttons as he used to have.
That, when he smiles at you like that, I'm telling you.
Oh. I need to slide over.
No, it means he's waiting. He's waiting until the day when he comes into the office and kills us all. And you're going to be there.
I'm on the list now.
All right. Stay sportsy, gang.
ESPN 97.5.